Jesus leads again with a mighty hand, his church back to her land, home to the place of purity so clear, out of confusion in which she was. Glory to God, we sing anew. Glory to God for all his faithfulness. Praise Jehovah with a heavenly sound, joyful in Zion with a sweet song. Jesus now prepares for a holy war. All the redeemed and lead them to victory. Hear the joyful victorious song. Behold the multitude marching to Zion. Glory to God, we sing anew. Glory to God for all his faithfulness. Praise Jehovah with a heavenly sound, joyful in Zion with a sweet song. Jesus builds only one church, perfectly blameless, holy and pure. But through the destructive power of the enemy, she went into darkness and gloomy night. Glory to God, we sing anew. Glory to God for all his faithfulness. Praise Jehovah with a heavenly sound, joyful in Zion with a sweet song. At the end of time, Jesus will gather all his own whom Satan has scattered. Joyfully they return to Zion, where eternal happiness awaits them. Glory to God, we sing anew. Glory to God for all his faithfulness. Praise Jehovah with a heavenly sound, joyful in Zion with a sweet song. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, heartfelt greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord that we still have the opportunity to listen to this video broadcast and to be blessed by the word spoken through Brother Frank. May the Lord also bless Brother Frank as he speaks the word to us. May he bless us as we hear the word. As an opening word, let me read from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And indeed we are. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it did not know him. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Dear brothers and sisters, we have a high goal in mind, namely to be taken away from this earth, to escape everything that will still happen on this earth, and to enter into glory with the Lord. Let us work with all diligence to achieve this noble goal. Let me read a second scripture from Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Seeing therefore that the promise of entering into his rest is still unfulfilled, let us therefore fear, lest any of you turns out to have been left behind. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, our deep faith unites us with God, and we want to hold on to it. We have read, lest any of you turns out to have been left behind. Imagine the disappointment if we were left behind. So let's work on it. Let us make soul searching and focus on this goal and do everything we can to achieve it. May this afternoon also serve to bring us ever closer to this goal. Let us pray together. Faithful Heavenly Father, to you be praise, honor and glory, for all your grace, for your goodness, for the faithfulness you have shown to us all. We are so grateful that you have called us, that we were allowed to hear your voice, that we were allowed to listen to your prophet and accept everything as you have given it. Greater grace has never been bestowed on anyone than on us. We thank you, Lord, for placing us on higher ground, ever closer to you, ever more at your feet. Let us open our hearts this afternoon to hear your word. Bless us from the riches of your grace. Bless your servant who speaks the word. We thank you for this and give you all honor, all praise in your glorious and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless us. I would also like to greet everyone very warmly and from Zurich wish everyone God's richest blessing in all peoples and tongues. May the word of the Lord do what it was sent to do in these last moments before the return of Jesus Christ. If we have opened our eyes, we can see what is happening on earth. Wars, rumors of wars, perplexity. Then comes Gaza, and then comes Israel, then comes Jerusalem. Yes, then comes and comes. And we can all read in the Bible what is yet to come. Brothers and sisters, it is simply the case that we have to take a serious look at the Word, so that everyone, really everyone, recognizes the seriousness of the times and knows that the return of the Lord is just around the corner. We will refer to some scriptures, especially the opening word that Brother Scherer read. It's just the way it is, that every word of God speaks to us. It is addressed to us at this time. We are not concerned today with what happened in the time of Abraham, or in the time of Moses, in the time of Elijah, or at the beginning of the New Testament. We are grateful for all these reports, but now it is about us. Now it's about the promises made for this period of time, that they find their fulfillment and that we have a direct part in it. Let's start with a couple of verses. Here you go, Brother Borg. We read from 1 John 3, verse 1. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And indeed we are. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it did not know Him. Thanks be to the Lord for such a word, which shows us that by the power of the finished redemption, we have been taken out of the fall of man, that we have received forgiveness, reconciliation, grace, and salvation, and have thus become children of God. And we thank the faithful God and our beloved Savior, the Son of God, who laid down His life for us, so that children of men could become children of God. And as John emphasized, and indeed we are children of God. Thanks be to the Lord. We may pray to our Father in heaven, just as was said back then, hallowed be thy name. Father, hallowed be thy name. But this word can only be fulfilled by all sons and daughters of God. All others have no direct connection to God as their Father. The Father is only the one who has begotten us, who has born us again unto a living hope. And so we thank the Lord from the bottom of our hearts for this word too. Here you go. We read from 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3. 1 John 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. We also say Amen to this. We are children of God, and the grace of God has been bestowed upon us. And we may voluntarily offer our lives to the Lord. It is not a divine obligation, but grace. By grace, for God so loved the world. We know where the must belongs. Ye must be born again. That is a divine must. We do everything else as children of God to please our Savior. Oh, we can deepen ourselves in every scripture. And we find ourselves in it and can only give thanks from the bottom of our hearts that it has happened to us and with us, and that we will experience the completion. For all of us who have been born again and have received the Holy Spirit are led by the Holy Spirit into all truth, and the truth shines forth. The truth is like a light on the path we have to walk. Oh, how thankful we can be that we have received God's holy word revealed in the original. Here you go. We read from Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Even this short verse is of great importance. In all the preachings that are held, the most important thing is that we are pure in heart. And God has truly given us that. God has given us a new heart, a new life, a new spirit by grace. and we may belong to those who are pure in heart and will see God, because we allow every word of God to work in us, so that the perfect will of God is done in our lives. Here you go. We read from John 3, verse 16. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. This is the most famous verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, so that something new could come into being in us. For that which is of the flesh is flesh, but our Savior was begotten by the Spirit, and we, as sons and daughters of God, have been begotten and born again by the Holy Spirit, and can be pure in heart. This is not an illusion. It is a divine fact for which we are grateful from the bottom of our hearts. Here you go. We read from 1 John 2, verse 28. 1 John 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Amen. What a serious word. Lest any of you turns out that you have been left behind. May the Lord God work in us such earnestness, such complete surrender, such perfect faith, such complete obedience, obedience of faith, that we may indeed not be afraid when the Lord returns, but that we may say, as it is written, the bride and the Spirit say, come, that we may belong to the chosen multitude, to those who believe God at this time and have received the promises and may have part in what God is presently doing. To our Lord be the glory. Please, brothers and sisters, take each verse from A to Z. Read it, hear it again, for the Lord speaks to us directly through his holy word. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 4, verse 1. Hebrews 4, verse 1. Seeing therefore that the promise of entering into his rest is still unfulfilled, let us therefore fear, lest any of you turns out to have been left behind. Indeed, the promise of the return of Jesus Christ has come so close, and therefore we must proclaim the word with all seriousness. The time has come to enter into divine rest according to the promise that the Lord has given us. And again, the emphasis, lest any of us, not you, dear brother or sister, in whatever country we may be, lest any of you turns out to have been left behind. I want to see everyone there again, and our beloved Lord would like to see everyone again, and not a single one must be missing. He would like to see everyone again whose name he was able to write in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Please, we are so close to the return of Jesus Christ that we must emphasize with all seriousness, come out of lukewarmness, come out of sloth, come out of everything, and may it be fulfilled in all of us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto you. So let us seek first the kingdom of God, the promises God has made, that they may be fulfilled through us. And it will happen in Jesus' holy name. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 4, verse 2. Hebrews 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. O dear brothers and sisters, even this verse, this word, what good is a message that we hear if it is not mixed with faith and obedience? We are thinking of Brother Branham, who was given the direct commission to bring the message of the Word of God that would forerun the second coming of Christ. After all, he was commissioned to turn the hearts of the children of God back to the faith of the fathers. Dear brothers and sisters, after his passing, I had the grace of God and carried out the commission and took the message into the whole world. But once again, the emphasis, It did not profit them back then, because they did not connect hearing the divine message with faith and obedience. May it be given to you and me and to all of us to believe the last divine message from the heart, really from the heart, and to do everything obediently that the Lord has commanded us. Here you go. We read from Luke 24, verse 49. Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promised good of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. These words are also of the utmost importance. Not just the promise, but all the good that belongs to the promise. I send you the promised good, namely everything that is contained in the promise. I am sending you, certainly not an empty promise, but a full promise with everything that God had to give us. It is already in the promise. God has already given it to us, and we only need to give thanks from our hearts. So, it's not just a promise, but the promised good. Everything that goes with it is contained in the promise. And we thank the Lord God that we do not have an empty promise, but a full promise, a full gospel, a full salvation, a full dedication. Everything is there. And we thank God for it from the bottom of our hearts. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 3, verse 7. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. To the Lord be the thanks. Today, if you hear his voice, it really always depends on today. We didn't live yesterday, we live today. And God has not given us promises for yesterday, but for today. And all those who lived yesterday have received what God intended for yesterday. And we can also see since the Reformation that God has revealed his word more and more, has gone forward, and that we would now experience the completion, the fulfillment by grace. So, today, the word that applied at the time of the Reformation or in the times that followed does not apply to us. We are grateful to God because every word of God applies to us. But the emphasis is on today. On today. What good is it if we preach about what happened in Wesley's time, or what happened in Luther's time, or what happened in the past, if we cannot bear witness to what God has promised for our time, what He has given us, and what He is presently doing. Brothers and sisters, you who believe the message of God, to you belongs the promise and all that is contained in it. And by the grace of God, we will truly experience everything up to the completion at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Here you go. We read from Malachi 4, verse 5. Malachi 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, worldwide, and especially all ministering brethren, this promise we must emphasize in every sermon. It must not be a single sermon that bypasses what God has promised for this time. And we have two lines in Malachi. One, He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And this promise was fulfilled in the ministry of John the Baptist, as we are told in Luke 1, verse 17. He was the man sent by God at the first coming of Christ to prepare the way for the Lord. He arose in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare a people for the Lord. But the second part is that before the return of Jesus Christ, the prophet would turn the hearts of God's children back to the beginning, to the faith of our fathers, to what happened in Jerusalem, and what has happened since the outpouring and founding of the New Testament Church. And we are so grateful to God. In the four Gospels, we are told about our beloved Lord and Savior. Oh, how grateful we can be. And I would advise everyone to always read the last three chapters of the four Gospels in particular, to see what a disgraceful path our Lord had to walk to accomplish redemption on the cross. And then the tears come. Then we realize, for God so loved the world. We were lost, without hope, without God in this life. And so we thank the Lord, our God, for the finished redemption. The main thing now is really that the heart of all God's children is brought back to the original word, to the original teachings, to all that was in the beginning, to the gifts of the Spirit, to the fruits of the Spirit, to the leading of the Spirit, that we are brought back there. And we thank the Lord that He has sent His servant and prophet, Brother Branham, to bring us back to the beginning and then to experience the completion by grace. Here you go. We read from Hosea 1, verse 10b. Hosea 1, verse 10b. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. Amen. This refers to us, to the nations that did not belong to the people of God. But now, because it is already written in the promises of the Old Testament, I will make you a light of the Gentiles to the ends of the earth. The redemption of the nations was part of this from the beginning. God began with Israel. He will finish with Israel. In between is the church from the nations, because the Lord God said in the promise He made to Abraham, In you all the kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And so it happened. From every nation, tongue, and tribe, the Lord has His blood-bought multitude. All who belong to the first resurrection and who will have part in the rapture. He has thought of this and has included us. How grateful we can be. Brothers and sisters, let us become more grateful for what God has done for us at this time. Here you go. We read from 1 Peter 1, verses 14 to 15. 1 Peter 1, from verse 14 to 15. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct.
Amen.
I would like to say something right away. We really must put off the old man and put on the new man who is created after God's righteousness, so that we too can stand our ground before God in everything, and that our life could be a sanctified life, consecrated to God. Our Lord said, For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And so we have experienced sanctification in the Word of God, not self-sanctification, not self-redemption, but full salvation by virtue of the finished redemption on the cross of Calvary through the blood of the Lamb. And we may recognize that it is not us who sanctify ourselves, but the Word that we believe sanctifies us. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Our own sanctification can stay at home. We need sanctification through the Word of God. Here you go. We read from Romans 8, verse 30. Romans 8, verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, accept it and thank the Lord for it. Those whom he has called, whom he has chosen, whom he has destined to be with him in glory. He has not only made a beginning with them, but has already perfected them. In the eyes of God, the blood-bought multitude is dressed in white at the sea of glass. The Lord God knew in advance who would believe, who would accept, who would be obedient. And so he who began his work in us, he has done it and will finish it. To him be the glory. Here you go. We read from Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please, I say it again and again today, because God has laid it on my heart. Don't listen to the words superficially. Take them to heart. And I ask you, Brother Borg, to read this verse again now. And then I ask that everyone feels personally addressed. For today, the word of the Holy Spirit applies to us, to you and to me. Please, let us hear it again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit guides into all truth. And so we simply have to say that even the Pentecostal movement, which claims to have received the Holy Spirit, has remained in the teachings of the old churches, in the doctrine of the Trinity, in the triune baptism, and are not led by the Spirit of God. And then all speaking in tongues is useless, all prophesying is useless, all miracles are useless. We must come to the point where we are truly led by the Spirit of God and do not belong to those who would then say on that day, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not done signs and wonders? And the Lord must say, depart from me, I do not know you. Brothers and sisters, the times are so serious, but so serious, that it must be emphasized again and again. Today, the word of the Holy Spirit applies to us. And today it is being fulfilled. All who are led by the Spirit of God into the truth of the word, these are children of God, true children of God. And that is why we thank the Lord that He has led us into all truth and will continue to do so. Here you go. We read from John 17, verses 18 and 19. John 17, verses 18 and 19. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Praise and glory be to our Lord. Even all those He sends, and that reminds me, you all know that I can relate some supernatural experiences by grace. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord says, then my Spirit will be sanctified in you, when the perfection comes and everything is 100% in accordance with God and God's Word, then the Holy Spirit will be sanctified in us, in God's people, in the truly redeemed. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. Do we have one or two more scriptures? We read from Hebrews 12, verse 14. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. This verse, brothers and sisters, could also be read again. Seek diligently peace with everyone and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. We must emphasize these truths and just say from the heart, only those who now allow themselves to be sanctified in the word of truth belong to those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. After all, it is about perfect redemption. First, the blood of the Lamb, then the Word of God, then the will of God. Everything belongs together. And we thank the Lord. And I will say it again, that He sent Brother Branham in our time with the Word of God, and that this divine message of salvation could be carried into all the world. Now, the last ones, really, the very last ones are being called. And tell your children, tell your families, tell one another, now, the very last are being called out, for the return of the Lord is at the door. And our Lord has said it, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Here you go. We read from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah! Blessed and praised be our Lord. At the return of our Savior, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive, will be transformed and taken up together to be with the Lord forever. Brothers and sisters, God has granted a complete redemption after spirit, soul, and body. God has made good all the damage caused by the fall of man, has begun a new creation, and He will complete it in our time. To Him be the glory. Here you go. We read the last scripture from Hebrews 10, verses 36 and 37. Hebrews 10, verses 36 and 37. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Amen. Never in 2,000 years has this scripture been so emphasized as in our time. For yet it is a little while, then the one who is to come will come and will not tarry. It is important that we also fulfill the first part, that we find grace with God, that the will of God can be done through us. And as we read earlier about the promise with the content, with the good of the promise, brothers and sisters, let us say it again. It is the last message before the return of Jesus Christ, the final call, and then it must happen. After doing the will of God, we will reach the goal. And that is why we must pray earnestly, Beloved Lord, may Thy will be done in my life. For this is how we read it. After ye have done the will of God, and we do the will of God by believing, by being baptized, that everything that was in the beginning is again in the church, and that everything has been restored, and that we will indeed receive the promised good in our time after we have done the will of God. And then once again, dear brothers and sisters, from Zurich, to all brothers and sisters, to all translators, read the word that Brother Scherer read as the opening word once again, and listen to all the other words and say yes to every word. Accept every word personally for yourselves. And then comes to fulfillment the word that goes forth out of my mouth, says God, will not return void unto me, unless it has accomplished in you and me, in all of us, what it was sent to do. And it was sent in our time to call out all those who are destined to experience the rapture at the return of Jesus Christ, and then to be with the Lord forever. Be blessed. Take courage. We go through trials of all kinds, but the Lord God goes with us, and we will come from believing unto seeing. Once again, the emphasis for those who heard the promise at that time, it did not profit them, because they did not connect what they heard with faith and obedience. May it be given to you and me, may it be given to all ministering brethren, all brothers and sisters worldwide, to do the will of God and to serve the Lord in faith and obedience, and to be ready for His coming. Blessed and praised be the Lord for the finished work of redemption. Thanks be to Him for the covenant He made with us, for the blood He shed for us, for the promises He gave us, for He fulfills them all in our lives. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. However unknown the path may be, yet I walk not alone, for the Lord will not forsake me if I follow Him. Whatever may come, He stays with me day by day, and I know my Savior is with me. He is always with me. He is always with me. In sunshine and rain, Jesus is with me. when the storms are roaring, dark clouds around me, and the waves rage around me in the dark night. Then he holds me by his hand, who banishes all fear and guards me in his love. He is always with me. He is always with me. In sunshine and rain, Jesus is with me. When the troubles of this world are as thick as fog, when all the power of hell surrounds my soul, then I hear the voice of the Lord, "Be of good cheer, I am not far away. See how much I love you." He is always with me. He is always with me. In sunshine and rain, Jesus is with me.